This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. You can join us on the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. There's actually some pretty big news in the Bitcoin world today, and a legal case I want to tell you about also. On the way, just a brutal beheading of a French priest by alleged ISIS members, which I guess just went down within the last 24, 48 hours. So all of that, the latest from the Democratic National Committee, or the convention rather, what's going on with Bernie Sanders, where he's being booed by his own supporters at the DNC. It's just a fascinating situation that's been developing there. Of course, you can join us on Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Here's a story about the Bitcoin news from Reason.com's hit-and-run blog, Brian Doherty, reporting that one judge in Florida believes that if Bitcoin isn't money, as the federal government says it's not via the IRS, now, there have been different federal government agencies who've ruled differently on Bitcoin, but the IRS, I believe, called it a commodity. Anyway, it's apparently not money, according to them. So this judge says that, therefore, selling Bitcoin cannot mean that you are an illegal money transmitter, or in the case she was considering, a money launderer. So one of the things that has been the case in the Bitcoin world is people who've sort of made a business out of selling Bitcoin have jumped through a bunch of these money transmitter hoops that the state has set up. Now, a money transmitter, the definition is a pretty nebulous thing. It's if you actually go and look up the federal government's, you know, what is it that a money transmitter is? It's, you know, you could argue that somebody who just gives money to another friend or whatever, or, you know, is doing a favor for somebody, could be considered a money transmitter. Now, there are some exemptions for people who only do it a few times a year, but it's actually pretty easy to be considered a money transmitter under their regulations. But this judge is saying that, well, because Bitcoin is just a digital thing, not money, it's not subject to the money transmitter regulations. In the ruling by Florida Circuit Court Judge Teresa Pooler, Judge Pooler finds that defendant Mitchell Espinoza is not guilty of charges relating to his arrest for selling Bitcoin to a cop who claimed that he was going to use them to buy credit card numbers online. Now, a word of warning to anybody who's going to be selling Bitcoin, period. Don't sell it to somebody who says they're going to go and do something illegal with it. I mean, that's just not a good plan. Maybe the person isn't an undercover cop, and maybe they're just a real criminal. You probably don't want to be helping that person commit fraud. Further, it's likely that it is an undercover cop if they are blabbing about what it is that they intend to do. You know, the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Miami Beach Detective Ricardo Arias, along with Secret Service Special Agent Gregory Ponzi, had entrapped Mr. Espinoza via the website localbitcoins.com. And they had entrapped him into meeting Detective Arias at Nespresso Cafe in Miami Beach to receive $500 cash in an exchange for an amount of Bitcoin. Later, Arias arranged another meeting at a Haagen-Dazs store and bought $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. At that second meet, Arias told Espinoza he intended to use the Bitcoin to buy stolen credit card numbers from Russians. At a fourth meet, Arias was supposed to buy $30,000 worth of Bitcoin and also intended to arrest Espinoza. Though Espinoza never took possession of the alleged money, which was counterfeit, he was arrested on one count of unlawfully engaging in business as a money services business, to wit, a money transmitter, and two counts of money laundering. Espinoza tried to get the case dismissed, and for now, he has succeeded. Pooler decided that, in fact, quote, the defendant did not receive currency for the purpose of transmitting same to a third party, as per the money transmitter charge. He was not a middleman like Western Union. If you've ever been on local Bitcoins before, the way the site works is that somebody, you know, you have to register. If you give them more information about yourself, it's good because then they show people, hey, this person's verified their phone number, they verified their email address, we verified their real name. So there's levels of verifications that you can get so you are a more trustworthy buyer. Or
like an eBay rating system almost.
Yeah, very much like that. And there are individual ratings, so when you complete a transaction, you can rate the individual with whom you completed that transaction, both buyer and seller, unlike eBay, who took away their, wasn't there buyer ratings, meaning that the sellers cannot rate buyers on eBay? A few years ago, eBay got rid of that, which I thought was a really stupid move.
Mm.
Yeah, I was really shocked
right. That
they would have done that. But anyway, when you're on local Bitcoin, you're... presumably, now you don't know for sure, but you're presumably dealing with the same person, meaning that if somebody is talking to you on local Bitcoin saying they want to buy Bitcoin from you, then presumably they are the same person who actually goes and deposits the money in your bank account or sends money via Western Union or whatever. In theory, they could, let's say, somebody else could go and deposit the money and then you would be sending Bitcoin to a different person. You could argue that would make you a money transmitter in that case, but you didn't do it with your, it wasn't done with your knowledge. And further, this judge is saying it's not money. So, but even if it was money, you're still just helping an individual get something, they're getting a product in return for their cash or their money in return for their digital money in return for their cash. And so, anyway, let me get back to the story here. Espinoza tried to get the case dismissed, and he has succeeded. Judge Pooler decided that, in fact, quote, the defendant did not receive currency for the purpose of transmitting same to a third party. Moreover, in Pooler's opinion, Bitcoin does not, quote, fall under the statutory definition of a payment instrument. Pooler says the IRS's own decision that Bitcoin is property, not money, is what is relevant in this particular case. When I wrote, this is Brian Doherty, Reason.com, about the IRS decision that Bitcoin was not money, as far as it was concerned, but just property back in 2014, a representative of the U.S. Treasury Department's Financial Crime Enforcement Network, FinCEN, nonetheless said that, in paraphrase, quote, Bitcoiners who think they've caught the feds in a contradiction with the IRS saying Bitcoin's not a currency, but FinCEN regulating exchanges as money transmitting businesses are mistaken. FinCEN does not consider Bitcoin money either. But if you're in the business of turning anything into U.S. cash money and moving that cash around the nation or world, that makes you a regulatable money transmitter. And this is one of the regulators who said that.
But then this case says no, right?
Correct. Judge Pooler seems to disagree. At least
in that sense, a precedent.
Not only
is Bitcoin not money, but it's also not property.
Well, it's a small precedent because it's only a Florida district court.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it is a good, especially in this case, because, the dude really wasn't doing a good thing. He was helping somebody engage in credit card fraud as far as he knew. And apparently he's been let off of all the charges. The Florida legislature may choose, Pooler wrote, to adopt statutes regulating virtual currency in the future. At this time, however, attempting to fit the sale of Bitcoin into a statutory scheme regulating money services business is like fitting a square peg in a round hole. Quote, as far as the money laundering charges go, Judge Pooler does agree sort of with Hudak of FinCEN that the fact that one side of the transaction was actually money makes it potentially fall under the statute, but given that the statute under which Espinoza was charged requires a certain level of awareness of the illicit nature of the money for the laundering to apply, that the person receiving the money is intending to promote some illegal action, she ultimately decides that, quote, this court is unwilling to punish a man for selling his property to another when his actions fall under a statute that is so vaguely written that even legal professionals have difficulty finding a singular meaning. Thus, Pooler dismissed all of the charges against Espinoza. The Miami Herald reports the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office says it is, quote, presently reviewing the court order to determine whether we will be appealing this decision. So this is pretty big news for people in the Bitcoin world who have been very, very frightened to do business in Bitcoin, to exchange people's cash for Bitcoin. I suspect some people will be emboldened by this, but again, it is just a district court level decision, not even a federal district court, just a Florida district court, and this may just be the beginning of a long process of appeals. So I guess we'll see what happens, and of course, we'll bring you the news. On the way, Bernie Sanders booed by his own supporters, plus Johnson is with us here, and I'm sure he's got something interesting for us as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. one. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Sanders is booed by his own fans at the Democratic National Convention that's going on this week. We'll tell you more about that. Plus, what was it that he said? Apparently he gave a speech today and he is on the attack against the Green Party. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
Why would you vote for anybody but Hillary?
Yep, that's what it's come down to.
It's ridiculous.
Let's go to the phones first, though. We got Wayne. He's in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wayne.
Hi. I love the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
I was at work watching the DNC, or listening to it on my headphones.
I'm sorry.
And yeah, I know, right? And they were pegging New Hampshire and as the heroin capital of the country, some reason.
Well, poppies grow so well here in the winter that, you know, it's just the production of off the charts.
I didn't get it. They actually had someone from Keene come up and do a sob story.
Really?
And, yeah, I know you probably don't watch it, but I was just listening to it, and I was like, and they actually had, like, a government representative come afterward and speak. And it seems like every party kind of latched on to the whole deal where New Hampshire is just, like, riddled with drugs.
Yeah, well, New Hampshire apparently has some sort of, you know, the people here have some kind of heroin problem. It's apparently a big deal. The number one issue in New Hampshire right now is drug abuse. There was a survey that was done recently. I think it's done kind of like on a monthly basis during the political season. And they've been asking, you know, what it is that people's issues are. And drug abuse was responded by 40%+ of the respondents. The number two issue was like jobs in the economy at 20-something%. So by far, people are saying that drug abuse, and it's specifically opiates that are the alleged problem up here. By far, that is what people are responding. So, yeah, not a surprise. It is, I don't know what the reasons for it are. Maybe people are bored in the woods.
Yeah.
They want to get high.
Well, clearly, if the jobs issue is a bigger problem, they wouldn't be able to afford all that.
Well, right. And New Hampshire's got actually more jobs, I think, than a lot of places because the economy here is pretty good. Well, so, Wayne, were you just surprised that people have drug addiction problems in New Hampshire or that it was so noteworthy?
No, because I just listen to the show every day, and it was just amazing to actually watch it on the grand stage play out. So I support you guys, and I was just going to, you know, bring that up to you guys' attention since I know you guys don't pay very much attention to the RNC and DNC, you know.
Yeah.
So
we've talked about it more, I think, this year. Like, we've talked about more of what's actually happened politically at those places this year than the previous.
I like watching them early on. It's like when it gets later that it's like, ugh.
You actually like watching it? Why?
Early on, because it's a circus. Awesome.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, but if crazy stuff's happening, like people booing Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders' own supporters booing him, then that's entertainment.
I watched that.
Right. So I'm interested in seeing that level of drama because I love the idea of the political parties falling to pieces.
They weren't really booing him. They were booing.
No?
They were supporting him with boos. I mean,
Well, he specifically asked. There's a headline that says that Sanders specifically asked his supporters to not cause any issues, to not do any protesting inside the convention hall. And so, by booing, I would say that it's definitely out of line from what his wishes supposedly were.
If he was a spry 60, I bet you this would have played out a different way. And that's all I got to say, guys.
Thanks, Wayne, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll free number.
What do you mean?
Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. I think he's suggesting that if Sanders were younger than he is, that he might have held a better chance against Hillary Clinton.
Maybe.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
So you can bring
up. Younger or more attractive?
Well, politicians generally are ugly people. I mean, they say politics is Hollywood for ugly people.
I don't know. Like, there were things being said, and not that I'm saying that he's attractive, but that a lot of people said that Romney was going to do well because he was the most attractive Republican at the time.
Well, he did make it to the nomination, right? 2012, was it? 2008? What year was Romney? I always forget all the details. Philadelphia, story from the New York Post. Furious Bernie Sanders supporters booed the Vermont senator on Monday after he called on them to switch teams to help Hillary Clinton defeat Donald Trump. "We want Bernie," many chanted as Democrats gathered in Philadelphia to nominate Clinton amid the chaos surrounding the resignation of party chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Sanders said, "Brothers and sisters, this is the real world that we live in. We have got to defeat Donald Trump, and we've got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine," Sanders said, eliciting a chorus of loud boos and catcalls. Hundreds of Sanders supporters then marched down Broad Street in the sweltering heat just ahead of the opening of the convention, chanting, "Nominate Sanders or lose in November, and hey, hey, ho, ho, the DNC has got to go." So I just relish seeing political parties like this fall to pieces. I hope that the Democrats and the Republicans are permanently wounded from all the internal conflicts that have been happening this year.
Bernie Sanders, the only political candidate that was not for sale. Sold!
Yep. All for a plane. Did you hear about that story, Johnson?
No, what?
Yeah, last night there was a memo that leaked out. Apparently the Sanders... No. It actually wasn't from WikiLeaks.
Oh, interesting.
I guess their campaign allegedly left a memo in a hotel room. So some maid apparently found, found this memo and it got leaked out. The memo is called Endgame, and it talked about, well, should Bernie challenge Hillary at the convention, or should he just, you know, let it go? Should he endorse her? Which, of course, you know, he ended up endorsing her. But there are still people at the convention who've nominated him, apparently, just today. But at the very end of the document, it actually says that they want Bernie to get a plane for the fall.
Right.
So
just to have a...
So he can go and fly around and, you know, support Hillary.
It's very important that I have a plane.
That's right, yes.
To fly around America
because
to tell people to vote for Hillary.
Because he's not one of the 1%, right? If he has his own private plane,
right.
He's not being
right.
Part of the 1% or anything. So, yeah, it was pretty funny, and I wonder what Bernie's fans think about that. Because right now they apparently have been booing him on the stage. Now, that was actually a story from yesterday. Today...
The reason why you should vote for Hillary is because I have a plane and Jill Stein does not.
Well, he does actually have comments about Jill Stein. We'll share some of those here in a moment. She's the candidate running for the Green Party nomination. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders is a complete buffoon, making a fool of himself. He's a self-hating Jew. He's a white guilty.
He's a white guilty. I was waiting for it.
He's not only that, a self-hating Jew, he said.
Right.
Let me talk about these subhuman animals and savages, the Black Lives Matter. Okay? Are they a racial terrorist group, or are they the hate that hate produce? I would like to believe they are not the hate that hate produce. They are more like, a racial terrorist group.
Now, of course, you're talking about Trump and Jill Stein supporters these animals.
Well, all right. Well,
he likes your impression.
The black police officer in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All right. Hold on, Ralph. You want to talk about Black Lives Matter? You asked, are they a terrorist organization? Has Black Lives Matter done anything terroristic? Have they blown something up? Have they killed people? I have not heard that. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is LRN.FM. Bernie Sanders being booed on stage by his own supporters, although apparently somebody put him into the official nominations today. Now, as we learned last night, they need to get 25% of the convention attendees
right,
to sign a petition to have what's called a roll call vote, where there'll be more accountability for who actually votes in what way. Versus Hillary versus Bernie. So we're going to continue to update you on that. Plus, Bernie Sanders apparently made a speech attacking the Green Party today at the Democratic National Committee, or convention, rather. So we can talk about all that here. And I want you to concentrate on the position of your head and neck tonight when you go to bed, because in many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor, and My Pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it. It's been great. And you can even wash the thing and dry it in the dryer. It's an incredible product. MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Go there, use code FTL. You'll get two for the price of one, or one for half off. It's up to you. Just use code FTL for the discount. And if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, well, they've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. So 60 days, plenty of time to try it out, get acclimated to it, and see what you think about it. And there's also a 10-year warranty on MyPillow as well. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. So we go back to Ralph in New Jersey.
Yeah,
Ralph,
the black police officer in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was gunned down by a black animal, racial terrorist, outside agitator for being a cop who happens to be black. He left behind a young child who would go through life without a father. This is a clear example of hypocrisy from not only Obama, but from the Black Lives Matter, who's not up in arms over the murder of this police officer.
Well, now, just because somebody kills some cops doesn't mean they are Black Lives Matter, right? Maybe they've supported Black Lives Matter, but that doesn't mean that it's like some sort of terror cell.
Quite guilty, please. You know, they feel on the fire. The train is coming to get the insane now.
It's just as ridiculous to say that, just because if I run a blog site, it's called freekeen.com. There are a dozen or so people on there who have blog accounts. Not all of them agree on everything. And so if Rich Paul posts something and I don't agree with that, that doesn't mean if Rich Paul all of a sudden says he wants to, you know, commit some sort of violent act, Rich is a friend of mine. He's a former co-host of Free Talk Live. I can't talk to you if you're not going to listen, Ralph. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I really like that expression, though. I'm going to use that with my friends from now on. Like, white guilty, please.
the point I was trying to make is if somebody who's part of a group, whether it be the Libertarians, Free Keen Bloggers, or in this case, Black Lives Matter, if somebody who has gone to a meeting or something like that goes off the deep end, goes crazy, and kills somebody, that doesn't mean that the people with whom that person's associated were also terrorists, that they're all some sort of part of a plot to do whatever it was that was done. Now, if indeed there is evidence that this person, the murderer or whatever in this case, was taking orders from on high, then yeah, you'd have an argument to make that there's some sort of terrorist cell among Black Lives Matter. But I have not heard that argument being made. It seems as though the killers in these cases acted alone, that they did not have assistance to pull off the murders that they pulled off. So it's just not fair. I don't think it's fair when people paint my blog site with a certain brush because they don't like what somebody reported on. Well, not everybody at the blog site agrees on that. So please stop putting people into groups and acting as though...
Yeah, but I would say that a normal blog site, you know, where, you know, they're getting money or whatever and they're support, you know, like that's run by a group of people, that what would happen if they didn't agree with the blog, you know, like the staff, the CEO, or whoever's running the blog would say, you're fired.
Not everybody at Huffington Post agrees with one another. You know that, right?
Yeah, I get that. But to a certain level, there's going to be a certain level where they go, no, this is the bottom line.
Yeah, that's true. There are standards at Free Keen, and one of those is that I don't support violence. So if one of the bloggers is advocating for violence, they're going to probably get kicked off the blog.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, that may be where the people who are criticizing are coming from, is saying that your minimum bottom line is not where they think it should be.
Well, that's their problem. They can start their own blog if they don't like that.
Right.
But, you know, to just drag everybody who's involved in Black Lives Matter through the mud because somebody who was in their group did something bad is not fair. Now, look, do I agree with Black Lives Matter? No. I think that all lives matter. I think that people matter and that we should be kind and peaceful towards one another. And that includes the police. And they are not being kind and peaceful. So I don't support Black Lives Matter, but I also don't support the thin blue line. I can sort of be over here and just away from all that.
That no lives matter and that we all eventually return to the nothingness.
Is that a nihilist viewpoint?
Probably it would be, but I'm, you know.
Let's go to Parker. He's in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Parker.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey, what's on your mind?
No. Hold on,
doesn't that dog know you're on the radio?
I'll try and get that to them.
It's fine. You sound fine. Go ahead. It's not. Yeah. He's not barking. So
I came up with this idea for a game last night, and I think, or a couple of nights ago, and I think that you guys and your listeners would take some interest in it. And
yeah, sure. Go for it.
It's kind of a survival mystery horror game set in modern day or in a historical time period or in the future, doesn't really matter, you, the player, face the rise of a authoritarian politician. Every turn in the game has decisions the player must make that will affect the story of the game. Will the player toe the line and do the bidding of the state and face the horror of their actions as more is asked of you? Or will you be a freedom fighter condemned on the run, hiding from those who want to kill you?
So this is like a simulation of real life kind of thing? Is that what you're getting at?
It's kind of supposed to be a simulation of real life, but it's kind of like a... It's almost supposed to be like a... like a Orwell kind of warning.
Tell me more.
Okay, so, mind you, this is just a working concept, and this was all via a conversation on Facebook with some friends in a Facebook group. I won't really name drop.
I mean, I don't know how interesting it's going to be to play the part of a politician. I mean, it doesn't sound...
You're not playing the part of a politician. You are one of the many people who are in the public, and you what you do is, as all this stuff happens, you either find these news clips or these radio clips or whatever. Kind of like kind of think back to like 1930s Nazi Germany, as like someone turns on the radio and you hear someone like Adolf Hitler in a speech, and someone
it's a very trying
time. Someone asks you, the character, hey, what do you think about this? And then you have all these different options.
So you get dialogue options to respond,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Then somehow, so based on what you, the little person, thinks listening to the radio, the world will change? Is it like the butterfly effect or something like that?
Well, it changes which route you take, because you will either, A, go the routes of the oppressor, and you will basically you might become a soldier or a police officer, mm-hmm. or something, and then you will go that route, or you will say, no, I don't agree with it, and then you'll oppose it more and more and more until stuff happens, whatever that's
until a civil war. What about, I mean, I guess the peaceful option wouldn't really. I best thanks for the call, Parker. I don't know what he just said there. Did you hear that?
Revolution. Maybe.
Okay. Okay. Was that what it was?
Maybe.
Gotcha. Yeah, I guess the option of a peacenik probably wouldn't make for a very interesting game. But I can't say that, you know, choose your own adventure games, listening to political speeches on the radio would really be too interesting to me. Maybe it's just not my thing. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help
help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Plus, HempFest is coming up in about a month from now, August 25th through the 28th. We're going to be there broadcasting live. It's a Thursday through a Sunday. It's happening at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of the northern portion of New Hampshire. It's just an incredibly beautiful campground. I'm looking forward to HempFest, given that I've not been to NH HempFest before. But we've been to Rogers Campground a bunch of times, so it'll be a lot of fun to be back there, but at a different event. So go and learn more about nhhempfest.com. That's nhhempfest.com. You will need VIP tickets in order to see Free Talk Live broadcast live. And VIP actually isn't that much more than regular tickets, but even if you can't afford them, don't worry. We're going to be hanging out at the campground all weekend long, so we'll look forward to seeing you. Either way, nhhempfest.com. We'll tell you more about Bernie Sanders attacking the Green Party. And, of course, as we pointed out before, his own protesters or his own supporters are protesting him. They're booing him when he was on the stage yesterday. And you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Ricky on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
Ian, Brother Ian, Brother Johnson.
What's on your mind, Ricky?
And that would be, if you don't mind, Ian, I'm very respectful of the state of New Hampshire. If you could, in the future, if you don't mind, I mean, it is actually, in all actuality, it is the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, legally and otherwise. If you don't mind, in the future.
What? You want me to call it the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? No, I'll do whatever I want.
Well, you can do whatever you want, but it actually is that. But
I don't care what they call their gang, sir.
You should be respectful of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
No, I don't care what they call their gang. I don't care if they call it the state of Pennsylvania or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's still a bunch of thugs who are trying to rule over people's lives, and I have no respect for them.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Ian, but that's okay. I'm really pleased to see that, by the way, that you're running as a Democrat. You may very well get elected.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. First of all, I'm spending no money whatsoever on the campaign. Secondly, the Democrats hate me just, you know, because of what
I'm doing. Well, you do it in Pennsylvania. I don't know. It might be hard over there in New Hampshire.
No, I don't think I would be able to do it in Pennsylvania, dude.
But anyway, the point is, that's not why I'm calling tonight. Now, I know you put a time limit. I did want to say it was 1871. And as far as Greg goes, I mean, I think Darrow had a great idea that the two of us talk, because I don't look at him as an enemy, even though he's doing very bad things.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about a caller to the show who's
Greg,
disc jockey. Named Greg. He lives in Pennsylvania. What are the alleged bad things this man is doing?
Well, a couple of things. Now, I'm going to tell you. Now, here's the evidence that I know he listens to my calls, and I know where he's getting his information. See, the one night I mentioned, and it didn't make a lot of sense to people, but it did to him. Here's the bait that I threw. I said about my left hand and my calluses. Now, I've mentioned before that I carry a Windows phone.
What the hell are you talking
about? And I mentioned
I bought
a Windows phone.
He said a Windows phone.
Oh, and your phone is calloused to your hand.
Right. Now, I mentioned that I have calluses.
You're on a lot of bad websites, are you?
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
See, I'm a Windows
user. Sure, you're about to tell us after a bunch of things that have nothing to do with what you're about to tell us. But go ahead. We'll give you a shot.
I'm a Windows insider on the fast ring. The calluses come from a four-fingered technique that's done with the left hand at a certain posture with the right. That was designed for effective testing of devices. Now,
it's called the Stranger.
He got that from his pet students. He mentioned that in the last call. Now, I know.
Are you serious, Johnson? This guy's actually. Are you really? Is there like a?
Yeah, there's a technique. You use your offhand and you kind of turn it backwards. And it's
even though I'm right-handed, I use my left hand when I talk on the phone, especially when I'm one-handed.
Okay, is this a sex joke?
No, with the technique.
It was from Johnson, though. Thanks for the call, Ricky. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah.
He's like, I get to a Cortana to talk naughty to me, and it really does it for me on my Windows phone.
There's a movie about that, isn't there?
What?
I think it's called Her.
Oh, sure.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen Her, but that's not
the guy
not
falls
really
in
Cortana.
Love.
But yeah,
doesn't
he
fall in love with an operating system?
He does.
In that movie?
It does. And it's one of the creepiest movies I've ever seen.
It looks really good.
Oh, it's good, but it is. Like, I was just like, at the end of that. Like, and I don't get creeped out by movies like that, but at the end of that movie, I was just like,
wow.
Oh, God.
I got to you.
Yeah, it's just a very weird.
So it gets worse as it goes on? Like,
it's
more
just
bizarre?
Strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can join us here, and you don't have to really make any sense to call Free Talk Live. Ricky, it's very hard to understand what he's
getting
at. I used
my Windows phone in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and there was a radio host named Greg, and I was very angry at the bad things he was doing. And one of those bad things was he wasn't calling it the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania because it was a different state. But you don't understand, see, because the calluses on my hand are Windows phone-based calluses because of the four-fingered technique.
The four-fingered technique. I'm just trying to imagine.
I got it from Bruce Lee, this four-fingered technique that it's like,
I just can't even imagine, like, what kind of technique of using a phone in any way, shape, or form would create calluses. I mean, you're touching smooth glass for the most part. And even if it were self-pleasuring, I can't imagine how you would get calluses from doing something like that. I mean, you're going to chafe your parts, your man part, prior to any kind of calluses on your hands, right? It's a very, very strange story from Ricky, as usual. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM.
I'd like to add a brief quote. Was it brevity is the soul of wit?
Oh, don't summon wit. That's all we need is wit to call.
No. No, I meant wit as in like intelligence.
Yes, I get you.
Yes, okay. Be brief. People.
Bernie Sanders. Well, it's true. And if you are able to express yourself succinctly,
right,
then it's usually simple is better, you know, shorter is better. What is it? Silence is golden. Less is more.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for. Bernie Sanders on Tuesday.
Vote Hillary. That's all you need to know.
That's what he's saying.
Two words.
Warned.
Very brief.
Warned. Wait, vote Hillary? Yeah, I guess that is two words. Tuesday, that's today, he warned his supporters against flocking to the Green Party in protest of this presumptive Democratic
Party. The only Green that you need to know about is how much Green Hillary has that she's paying me to tell you to vote for her. She's very good at stick and carrot negotiations. On one hand, the carrot, I get a plane. If I don't tell people to vote for her, I probably get shot with the heart attack gun.
Green Party president presidential candidate Jill Stein, who has not yet received a nomination from the Green Party yet, has repeatedly called on Sanders supporters to join her movement in the hopes of framing herself, not Clinton, as the leader who will carry the Sanders revolution to the finish line. Sanders said at a Bloomberg event in Philadelphia, quote, I don't know the leadership of the Green Party, but I respect what they're trying to do. He said they're focusing on very, very important issues. But I think right now, what is it, 3-4 months before an election, you're going to end up having a choice. Either Hillary Clinton is going to become president or Donald Trump. And this is, of course,
it's interesting. So he's mentioning Jill Stein, but he's not mentioning, has he mentioned Gary Johnson?
Not to my knowledge. Not in this speech, perhaps.
Libertarian is a dirty word. Where
I mean, it's a news summary. I didn't watch the actual speech.
Right.
I have no idea what he really said. But this is kind of what some people had predicted would happen, was that Bernie was going to fall in line, and he was going to use the specter of that other guy, of the other bad guy, getting in. You guys don't like Clinton, but here's Donald Trump.
I love the memes that have been going around Facebook that says, like, you know, explain to me why I should vote for, you know, this party, either Democrat or Republican, without mentioning the name of the other party's primary candidate or the other party.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I vote Democrat without mentioning Republicans at all?
So
I vote Republican?
If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He reasoned that unlike a parliamentary system, the choice is binary. So supporters of the Vermont senator will only be hurting their cause if they flee the Democratic Party. Well, wait a minute. Is their cause the Democratic Party, or is their cause progressivism, or whatever it is that socialism, or whatever it is that they think that they believe in? I suspect that many of his supporters only saw the Democratic Party as a vehicle to promote Bernie Sanders and his message of socialism. Now, look, I don't promote socialism. I think it's a terrible idea. I don't support force being applied to peaceful people to achieve political or social goals. But these people do, and Hillary Clinton isn't opposed to using force, but she's more interested in Hillary Clinton and her buddies. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and her buddy is Bernie Sanders. He's doing her bidding. He's basically on her payroll now at this point. And I just saw a headline, or not a headline, somebody posting to Facebook. We'll give you an update about what's happening at the DNC here in moments. It's free.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.